Well, Senate Bill 244. I will remind you people in the audience that if you intend to testify as a proponent or opponent, make sure you sign in before you do that. Representative Schmidt, I see you're at the chair, and what's wrong with Senator Brown? I mean, yeah.
Senator Brown has a little problem speaking this morning. So.
Well, we'd rather hear him then. Oh, sorry, Senator.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm a little hesitant to come here today, seeing Representative Pitts over here after last night. I'm afraid that. Maybe my chances of getting something out of here might be greatly diminished, but hopefully she'll forgive me for that. I'm here today to introduce Senate Bill 244. It's an act to require assisted living centers to disclose certain health care charges. And what this does is just adds the assisted living centers into Chapter 3412E. Of the code and ask for disclosure of fee charges, and basically that's what it does. There may be some questions come up with reference to penalties or what if they don't do this, but it just adds them back into retirement centers, etc. Have to do this now, so this just adds them into it, and it provides if they don't do this in a conspicuous place. They can be given a warning, and then they can be given specific time limits to post the fee charges so that people know what they're paying when they go in the facility. And if they don't correct it within a special period of time, then their license can be revoked. So basically, that's what it does. I think there'll be other proponents to explain it maybe a little more in depth. But appreciate your consideration of Senate Bill 244.
We will hold our questions until we have heard all of the proponents. Anyone else care to testify as a proponent on Senate Bill 244? Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Ken Singer, and I'm a registered lobbyist for the Assisted Living Association of South Dakota. We speak here in support of this bill today. We think that ready and accurate information helps consumers to make more responsible and economical choices. And we think it's just as simple as that.
Okay. Are there any other proponents?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I'm Jim Ellenbecker, Secretary of the Department of Social Services. And we, too, support this bill. We think it's just good consumer protection quality for notifying people of what the actual fees are when they enter a facility. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Kevin Forsch with the Department of Health. We're here in support of this bill. There was a question on the Senate side about enforcement, and Representative Schmidt did reference that, so I could just clarify that a little bit. Assisted living is a licensed facility in this state. The Department of Health licenses those facilities. And basically, if they didn't comply with this statute, they would be accountable just like any of the other rules that we have for the department. If non-compliant after a notice or after a plan of correction, then potentially their license could be in jeopardy. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. Any other proponents?
Good morning, Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Mark Dayock. I'm the Executive Director of the South Dakota Healthcare Association, and we are also in support of Senate Bill 244. For very much the same reasons, we believe it's a very good resident consumer protection bill. Obviously, it's a confusing time sometimes when someone has to leave the home that they grew up in and move into a new facility, a new home. And we want to make sure that all the information is available for them to make the best decision. We also feel that This is a step forward in towards making assisted livings more professional here in the state too, in terms of disclosing their fees in a more conspicuous manner. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Any other proponents? There's only two or three other people out there. You may as well get up and do it too. Any more proponents? If not, we'll go to questions.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Kevin, please. I have two questions, Mr. Chairman. Do nursing homes publish display there?
They don't actually post them, as in you come in and see a sign, but they also are required to disclose charges if asked.
Okay. Do assisted living receive Title 19 or Medicaid?
They are eligible through DSS, Secretary Lumbecker's department, to receive Title 19 through a waiver program or other.
One more. Okay. Are those different rates than the private pay?
The DSS rates, they can be the same, but typically they're different.
So you would display both?
It asks you to display the rates. I would say you can display the DSS rates. They're a set rate for every facility, so that rate's usually known. It's the private pay rate that isn't known in the assisted livings. But sure, you could display those as well.
One more thing, please. Okay, you know, there's always people that are concerned that the private pay is making up for the other. Mm-hmm. Do you think this is going to cause some problems?
Boy, I don't know how to answer that. I'm not sure.
Okay, thank you, Kevin.
Kevin, while you're there, you stated that nursing homes don't necessarily post their charges. Is that correct?
Correct.
Well, then why are we then requiring assisted living place to do this?
I think it's a good consumer protection bill for a couple reasons. One, assisted livings aren't quite as well known as nursing homes, and nursing homes have an admission agreement that is pretty well in depth, and a lot of those things are worked through initially up front with the resident, where they may not always be with the assisted living.
Go ahead then.
I have a question, Kevin. On line 6, it says any assisted living center licensed pursuant to Chapter 34-2, but I'm still under the impression there's some private nursing homes or assisted livings in the state that aren't licensed. Is that right?
I hope there isn't, and that would be the response from a regulator, meaning that any facility that we know of that would meet the definition of an assisted living should be licensed in this state. Now, there are some facilities that may mirror an assisted living in appearance, but because of the type of care they provide, aren't required to be licensed. They may be registered as in a residential living with the state, or they may not have any requirements on them at all, like a congregate or senior apartment type setting. This law would be specific to just assisted livings that are licensed according to 3412.
So you're telling me there's a fine line there?
There is, absolutely, in terms of the care that's provided.
Any other questions? Yes, Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have some for Mark. Mark, I'm not familiar with your association.
Sure.
Are assisted living facilities members of your organization?
Yes, they are. We represent the entire continuum of long-term care, which includes nursing facilities and assisted living.
I have one follow-up.
Yes, follow-up question.
Thank you. Just in regard to the charges, assisted living services generally are based on charges depending upon the care that the person needs, so that if there are more services then the charge is differentiated. If I'm someone that can come in, I can pretty much take care. I just need the oversight. If I need medication management or if I need transportation, those are figured in. Is that correct?
There's different sorts of package plans, depending on whether you want to pay kind of a la carte for services or depending whether it's a whole package.
So then, how, I guess, what price do you, I mean, what do you foresee as being this that you would put out there for the public based on the a la carte approach?
Well, I think as an operator and as a healthcare professional, what you'd want to do is simply just really disclose as much as possible about that fee structure so the consumer could make the best decision.
Any other questions? Yes. Representative Van Etten.
I have a question for Representative Schmidt. Do you know what precipitated the writing of this bill?
Thank you for that question. My understanding is that the information that's called upon here, it was being done in other healthcare facilities, and this was just adding assisted living to that group. It's part of consumer protection issue.
Yes, follow up. Yes.
There was no specific incidents or multiple incidences where somebody was denied access to this information.
Mr. Chairman, no, sir. I don't. Not to my knowledge.
Anyone else have any questions to their proponents? Okay, Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Representative Smith. I do. And I just keep going back to the charge because you have various, you know, facilities out there. So it's really going to be up to an individual facility what they want to post, if it's the a la carte or if it's the one. I guess how do we not confuse the consumer so that they, if they're shopping around, that they can make a good decision based on some common information?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
My answer to that would be, I guess, having had some experience with my parents and my in-laws, that in which we currently have in retirement center, is that I would want information posted that would, you know, gives me the facts that I need to make a good decision as to the total cost of the facility. So, I think that the operator should provide as much information as they can to make it clear to the consumer as to what the costs are.
You have another question? Okay, I have one for Kevin. If you'd come back up a minute, please. And you're in the regulatory part of this whole thing as far as assisted living centers are concerned. On line 6 of the bill, it says that an assisted living center shall prominently disclose its charges for resident care and accommodations. And an assisted living center may comply with this by posting the charges in a conspicuous place. Now, what do you call a conspicuous place?
Good question. When you walk into the main entrance of the facility, I would assume that there's a certain area that you would be addressed if you were a visitor or anybody else inquiring about information in the facility. And right in that particular area is where it needs to be displayed. It wouldn't be down the hall, down the resident corridor on the end. Somewhere up front as you walk into the main entrance of the facility.
Another question.
Yes.
Since living facilities are licensed, and they get a license from your department?
Correct.
Where do you say they have to be displayed?
Same type of language in a conspicuous place, obvious or available to the public in terms of viewing. So, again, we look for that license. That's one of the first things we look for when we walk into the main area. The main waiting area or dining area typically is the way a lot of these facilities are set up. Should be somewhere on the wall in the front.
Somewhere on the wall.
Conspicuous place that's easy to see by the common person.
Not on the, how about on the bulletin board?
That would be fine.
Okay, but that's not near the front entrance.
Well,
that's back That's back in the area where maybe the resident manager has his or her office.
I think what you're wondering is how we're going to interpret this, and I don't know if there's just one straight answer. I think each facility is constructed and built different, and it's almost on a case-by-case basis as you walk into that facility. I think on this particular issue, there is some additional language in 3412E, which talks about the size of the letters, and it has to be readable by such a distance. And I think with this particular issue, the point of this bill is to make sure that the public, when they come in to inquire about the facility, is able to see these charges posted. And that's how I'm going to provide direction to our staff when we go into these facilities. If it is tucked away in an office or in the kitchen or down the hall corridor, that won't comply with the law. Mm-hmm. It would be something that would have to be noticeable when you spent just a short amount of time in that facility, right in that front area. It should be there and available to see.
Why don't we just say post it on the front door instead of conspicuous?
Well, I don't know.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions for the proponents? And I'm going to give the gavel back to the chair because this is getting way too tough for me. Yes. Senator, I promoted you. Representative Hunnoff.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess just a clarification. Could I ask Ken Singer to come back and maybe he could provide that answer because it's in a...
Yes, you may.
Yes, this would be an amendment to Chapter 3412E. And 3412E...
Would you mind getting up to the microphone there? We're on the internet.
Yes, the chapter 3412E already has a section. It's a section 2, which defines what disclosure in a conspicuous place is. And it says visible location in a waiting room, reception area, admission room, or other area where the patient can readily observe the posting. It's already defined.
So, go ahead. Well, while you're there, when you say the resident can.
And
which would mean that most of this information that we're talking about is on a bulletin board.
I'm sure that would vary in a facility depending on the space they have, but again, I think the section, as I read this at least, seems to be clear where the disclosure has to be posted.
Yeah, okay.
And certainly there hasn't been any confusion I'm aware of, to this point with the use of this language.
Okay. Representative Van Etten.
And 3412E is talking about nursing facilities?
It talks about healthcare facilities.
So
this amends, what this bill will do is amend that chapter by adding this section to it if the bill passes.
But how broad is that, and is this needed, I guess, is my question.
Can't answer that question.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions to the proponents?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
If I may.
You don't sound very good.
If you'll be quiet, Mr. Chairman, I'll sound beautiful. I'm Senator Ernie Brown, District 7. And this, there's a couple of good questions as far as what you list. The basic charges have to be listed. The a la carte things, we always listed also in a column so that they could look at this basic charge, and if there were additional things that they wanted, they could figure out what their bill would be. Now, if they change and add more assistance, they'll end up with more charges. And this is kind of a universal thing, and I'll guarantee you, conspicuous will be enforced by the surveyor. It doesn't work to have it in the administrator's office or in the DON's office. It will have to be seen by the general public and the residents. And therefore, you may have one up here and you may have one down here, so when I come by my wheelchair, I can stop and read it. And you might have to replace that one every once in a while, because it does get moved. But I think it's a good consumer protection bill, and this actually puts assisted living in with the other health care facilities. Thank you very much.
Senator Brown, if I could just ask you a question, and you may direct it to someone else because of your voice, but will the department, to your knowledge, send out a prescribed form that they have to put this information on?
No. As what we did is we put it on our letterhead, and it was just a blanket information that you would hand out to any customer or resident that would be coming in and wanted to have these facilities as their permanent home.
Okay. Thank you.
So it's not on a necessarily a permanent form. Okay. The license, what we did is we put it in with the license, and we kept that in a case, in glass cage, and then the prices were right alongside of it. So the inspector could see you were licensed for X number of beds and at what level of care. And
okay.
This is just bringing assisted living in with the other health care facilities.
Representative Bennett.
As long as the man is here, I would re-ask my question. Why is this necessary?
It was brought to me by some consumers who had said, well, we were told this and we were charged this. In the nursing home, you will generally get the basic charges, but those charges have to change just like they do in the hospital. If an individual comes in there and is just boarding room, so to speak, that will be one charge. But if you have to have physical therapy and a few other things, there's going to be another charge, and it's no different in these facilities. And I think it's just good that the consumer knows right up front what the basic charges are and what they might be in case we want some additional services.
Any other follow-up question?
Well, it's a little bit different, and I don't know if it's for Senator Brown or who, but what percent of assisted living residents are private pay and what percent are not?
Oh, boy. I don't think I can tell you. I would think that the majority are private pay. You know the percentage?
The state, through Title 19 and a state-funded program, pays about 25% of assisted living residents. The other 75% are private pay.
Okay. Is that all the questions to the proponents? Okay. Now we'll go to the opponents, and I'll give the gavel back to the chair.
Thank you, Representative Sol. Are there any opponents to Senate Bill 244? Any opponents? Seeing none, Senator Brown, we would give you a couple minutes for rebuttal, but I thank you. Since there weren't any opponents, and if you used your voice, is there any other last comment you'd like to make? Okay, we will close the public hearing on Senate Bill 244 for committee discussion and or action.
Madam Chair.
Representative Davis.
I move do pass.
It's been moved by Representative Davis, do pass, seconded by Representative Nesselhoff. Any discussion?
Madam Chair.
Representative Davis.
I think because the industry is asking for it, we shouldn't complain.
Representative Van Etten.
I have a couple negative thoughts about it from the standpoint of I've been have done some of this negotiation for my parents and my wife's parents, and older people sometimes become a little bit concerned about how much money they got left, where it's going, and are not quite sure about their financial status. And my impression is that many assisted living centers try to make this a home-like atmosphere rather than an institutional atmosphere. And I think that when you go to place people in these facilities, you carefully discuss with the management what the costs are going to be. Some of them are very complicated. My wife's mother is in West Hills Village in Rapid City, which is a combination of retirement apartments, assisted living, and nursing home all in the same unit. You actually buy an apartment, and then the funds that you put into that purchase price can be used back to give you credit toward the assisted living or nursing home facilities. My wife's mother frequently asked where she is as far as her finances are concerned. I think I have some questions about placing this for everybody in the facility to see, and wonder if it's going to raise more questions on the part of the residents and have them being discussed with their family. Then it really helps things. From that standpoint, I see some disadvantages to doing this.
Any other comments? Representative Solem.
Yes. I'm quite familiar with assisted living facilities. I have never been in one as a resident, though. But I have followed a 97-year-old uncle of mine and a 95-year-old aunt of mine through the congregate housing facility to an assisted living facility and then into a nursing home. And I had no problem in the assisted living facility knowing what the charges were, because they're on the table with a couple of nice chairs, was a brochure explaining all about the assisted living facility, what the charges were, and just in kind of in a big brush, I could tell what they would be paying. I will probably end up voting. Well, I don't know how I'm going to vote yet, to be honest with you, because I have some problems.
Representative Hunhoff.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Where I can appreciate the concerns that are being expressed, I think, just to reiterate, when you have an industry that wants to be similar to the others, and when you look at a continuum of care, you have many alternatives out there now for services. And, you know, I certainly appreciate the examples that have been given when you have consumers that are educated to the process and know the questions to ask, but sometimes you don't have those resources available. So you do have a senior that is now caught in having to make that change of moving into a different level of care. And so anything that we can put before them so that we can start comparing apples to apples. And I think if you look at the explosion in the assisted living and the number of beds that are out there, you're now talking around 2,700 beds that are available in different facilities. So it's important that that consumer gets as much information up front as to what those charges are going to be, so that they can realize it's a la carte and as you come. So anything we can give them beforehand so they have that knowledge and can understand what they're moving into and what those expenses are. But I think we probably have more people out there that don't have family support systems that are trying to make these decisions, and the industry is saying we want to be just like everyone else and we want to make sure. And that's a piece of ensuring quality for those facilities, that they are putting that information. So I would ask your support on 244.
Representative Pitts.
Madam Chair, thank you. As Representative Hunoff has indicated, this is a good bill in the sense it's good consumer protection. Many times people don't know what questions to ask when they are looking at charges or when they're going into healthcare facilities. So this type of information can not only provide that information, but also allow them to know what kinds of questions or follow-up questions to ask. It's a good bill. Thank you.
Any other comments? Seeing none, the motion is do pass on Senate Bill 244. All those in favor will say aye. Opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Davis.
Aye.
Cross.
Aye.
Hunstan.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
McCoy.
Aye.
Nesselhoff.
Aye.
Pitts.
Aye.
Van Etten.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Solem.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
13-0.
The vote is 13-0. Senate Bill 244 passes. Representative Abdullah.
I move for consent.
Second.
It's been moved by Representative Abdullah to place Senate Bill 244 on the consent calendar, seconded by Representative Davis. Any comments? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye. Opposed,
aye.
Nay. Senate Bill 244 goes to consent.
Way to go. That's a good deal, Friday.
The next bill up.